Just sit back and relax. You'll be royally entertained, for it's time for Hollywood's Open House. Hello, everyone. This is Jim Amici inviting you once again to 30 minutes of pleasure and entertainment at Hollywood's Open House. Swell entertainment by great entertainers. Listen to the music of Ray Block and his orchestra, songs by Diane Courtney and Danny O'Neill, and comedy by one of the greatest stars in show business, Bert Law. Your host, Jim Amici, inviting you to listen to music, songs, and comedy here at Hollywood's Open House. Diane Courtney and Danny O'Neill shall furnish us with songs to remember, ably abetted by Ray Block and his orchestra. That madcap comedian, you've all seen on the stage in some of Broadway's greatest musical comedies, whose antics on the screen have kept us howling, and whose many radio performances have never lacked for laughs, that man, Bert Lahr. And right now, Ray Block musically requests 5 minutes more. Bert Lahr, in order to improve himself, has been going to night school. As we join him now, he's busy with his homework, figuring out his mathematics.
Now, let's see. 725 goes into 857. But what's the second problem? Let me see. 8 goes into 56. I'll do it by long division. No, I'll do it faster than that. I'll do it by short division. Now, 8 goes into 5. No, it don't either. Maybe I can force it. Wait a minute. 8 goes into 56. Why, that's simple. The answer is 7. Oh, the backs of these books are wonderful.
Say, Bird, what the dickens are you doing?
Don't disturb me, Jim. I'm doing my homework. I got a geometry test coming up, and I must have misplaced a hypotenuse.
Oh, so you meant it when you said you were going to night school. Well, congratulations, Bert. Yes, sir, education is a wonderful thing. You find some wonderful things in books.
I'll say. Look at the back page of my history book. All telephone numbers. And you know something? Just yesterday I learned that the average family in this country consists of 4.5 persons. Ain't that awful?
Awful? Well, what's so bad about that?
Must be awful messy having a half a person around the house.
Oh, now, you mustn't take statistics so seriously, Bert. You know, a couple of years ago, a Harvard professor came out with a statement that, according to statistics, most people would be better off if they'd never been born.
Yeah, but that seldom happens to anybody.
Well, what do you mean, seldom?
You know, no more than once or twice.
Not twice, Bert, twice.
That's what I said, twice.
No, Bert, now look, say twice, then clap your hand over your mouth real quick.
Twice.
That's it? Now you can take your hand away.
I must have sprung a leak someplace.
Bert, from what I can see, you don't seem to have learned much in that night school.
Well, I've been out of the class a lot.
You've been out a lot?
Yeah. The teacher I got has got a kindergarten class in the daytime. And every time I raise my hand to ask a question...
Yeah?
She misunderstands the issue completely.
Say, Bert, here comes that Mrs. Frump. You know, the real tough one.
Oh, let me out of here. That woman scares me to death.
Now, look, Bert, we have to have a showdown with you and Mrs. Crump. She's really a friend of yours. You've got to be nice to her. I want you to try and get on her right side.
Oh, no, not that.
But, Bert, it's a simple thing to do. Just be nice to her.
Well, I'll try. Oh, hello, Mrs. Crump. That's a very short dress you're wearing. Is that your knees?
What'd you think they were, hot cross buns?
It ain't so simple, Jim. It ain't so simple.
What are all the papers with the arithmetic on them?
Well, that's my homework.
Your what?
My homework. I'm going to night school. I'm getting an education. I got brains. I got plenty of brains. Why, I got brains I ain't used yet. What do you think I am, a moron? An imbecile? An idiot?
Keep going. You're getting warm.
That's a nasty crap. But it fits the face it comes from.
Is that so? Why, you overgrown war horse, I've got a good mind.
Yeah, well, let me see.
Here, Mrs. Frump, please. You know, I'm surprised at you, Bert. You, a gentleman, speaking that way to a lady. Now, you apologize to Mrs. Frump.
No, well...
Go on.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Frump. I lost my head. But I realize I shouldn't speak that way to a lady because...
Oh, that's all right.
Shut up and let me finish. Because I'm a gentleman. I know on the outside I might seem rough and tough. But on the inside, deep down inside, there's something. Mrs. Trump, have you seen my operation?
All right, Lars, stick to the point.
Well, as I was saying, I'm a gentleman. I got a soft heart. I know what it means to be kicked around. Why, when I was 3 months old, I was left on somebody's doorstep.
Yeah?
A kind old lady took me in. She gave me a bowl of milk. She cuddled and fondled me. And 3 weeks later, she threw me out. You know why?
Yeah, she found you wasn't a cocker spaniel. So long.
Oh, that woman, she not only scares me, but she gets me all worked up. She gets me nervous and
now,
stuff
now,
like
now,
that.
Now, just take it easy, Bert. We've got somebody here to calm your nerves. Beautiful lady to sing just to you.
You mean Diane Courtney?
Yes, I mean Diane Courtney, who will sing just to you.
Oh, boy.
Courtney sings the haunting ballad, Lover, Come Back to Me.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing. Lover, where can you be? you came at last. Love had its day. That day is past. You've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing. Lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do.
Just a moment, we'll be back with our guests, Bert Law, Diane Courtney, Danny O'Neill, our own Ray Block, and yours truly, Jim Amici. Song, a wonderful voice. September song from Knickerbocker Holiday. And Danny O'Neill sings it.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing pearls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls. While I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she the way dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these two precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Say, Bert. Is it true about you going down to the hospital to become a nurse's aide?
Yeah. At the night school, they ask for volunteers to be nurse's aides. But the only thing is, Mrs. Frump has got charge of them. And I got to be interviewed by her. Can you imagine? Oh, that woman terrifies me. What I need is a bodyguard. Someone that's like Dick Tracy, Flash Gordon, and Superman.
Did somebody call me?
Oh, hello, Mr. Puddle. Just the guy I want to see. Now, look, Bud. Hey, what are you so sad about?
Tonight is my silver anniversary.
Silver anniversary, huh?
Yes. For 25 years, I've hated my wife.
Now, wait a minute. You've only been married 15 years.
I know. I hated her 10 years before I met her.
Now, listen, you got to help me out, Fudd. I'm in a jam.
You're in a jam. My wife and I went to the beach yesterday. And oh, what happened to me? I was lying in the sand for 9 hours.
Well, why didn't she get up and go home?
I couldn't. Tootsie Wootsie forgot where she buried me.
Well, you don't look the worse for it. In fact, the day at the beach has done wonders for you. Now look at the way your hips is filled out.
Where? Oh, for goodness sake. I forgot to take off my water wings.
Now, look, I'm in trouble, Fudd, and you've got to help me out. I'm going to the hospital to try to be a nurse's aide, but I got to be interviewed by that Frump woman. Now, I want you to come along and help me.
Oh, no. I can't go into a hospital. Every time I get near one, they drag me in and shove me in an oxygen tent.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Memories are often awakened by old musical favorites. And right now, we're going to have our own song revival in a medley with our entire musical cast contributing. First, Danny O'Neill sings See You in My Dreams.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you. Took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine. They
remember, it's wonderful. Diane Courtney brings it back for us.
Wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. It's awful night, paradise. Oh, marvelous that you should care for me.
And now, Diane and Danny, Ray Black and the orchestra, and that perennial favorite, There's a Small Hotel.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple. Not a sign of people. Who wants people? When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well. We'll thank the small hotel. We'll creep into our little shell, and we will thank the small hotel.
Bert Lahr's gone over to the hospital to see Mrs. Frump. Let's peek in and see how he's making out.
Well, here's the door. Here goes. Oh, hello, Mrs. Frump. My, your hair looks lovely. What have you got on it? Brilliantine?
What did you think it was? Chicken fat? What are you doing in a hospital, Lahr? Ain't these people around here sick enough without you?
Now, is that nice?
You're wasting my time. I'm interviewing people for nurses' aides, and they only take intelligent people.
Oh, you think I couldn't be a nurse's maid, huh?
Well...
Maid, nurse's... Lumpy Printing. You think I couldn't be a nurse's maid, huh?
Well, make up your mind, for heaven's sake. Well, come to think of it, you'd be great in the operating room. They wouldn't need an anesthetic. One look at your puss and a patient would go out like a light. Okay, Florence Nightingale, I'll ask you some questions.
Okay, give me the questions.
Now, first, how do you treat burns?
If he says hello to me, I'll say hello to him. I'm no snob.
No, you don't understand. How do you prevent discomfort from burns caused by hot liquids?
Blow on your soup.
Perhaps we'd better try a different subject. Therapeutic. Do you know anything about Violet Ray?
Well, people will talk, but I think she's a nice kid.
Violet rays are a form of treatment for certain types of injuries. What do you do about contusions?
I stand still.
You stand still?
That's right. I never jump at contusions.
Now you're supposed to know how to handle all types of cases. Suppose you're taking care of a ward. The patient in the first bed has a fever of 105 degrees. The patient in the next bed has chills. What do?
I put them in the same bed.
You do not put them in the same bed. Don't you realize what the patient is suffering from? He has a ringing in his ears. How would you stop the ringing?
Tell him to answer the phone.
No, you examine the patient for other symptoms. If he has a black tongue, it indicates one of two conditions. What are they?
Either he's been eating blueberry pie or he's part chow dog.
Not part chow dog. Oh, you don't seem to know the fundamentals of first aid. A man is suffering from asphyxiation. He's in a dead faint. What do?
I loosen his collar and tie.
That's right.
Then I take off his coat.
Yes.
Then I try it on and see if it fits me.
Oh, he needs oxygen. How do you revive him?
Oh, that's easy. You just give them artificial perspiration.
Respiration, respiration. Then you examine the patient, and you find strange lumps all over his body. What does that indicate?
Somebody gave him a transfusion of borscht.
That is ridiculous. How could a transfusion of borscht make him lumpy?
They forgot to take out the boiled potatoes.
There are high-grade morons and low-grade morons, but you, Laura, are an idiot.
What grade?
Never mind. What do you call the illness that affects the arterial system of the lower extremities?
The arterial system of the lower extremities? Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me. I know what it is. It's called something like 40 miles from Rochester.
40 miles from Rochester?
Yes, I got it. Syracuse veins. Guess you thought you got me that time, didn't you?
Yes.
I was reading my thumb.
Now we'll try the next question. How do you stop severe bleeding of the hand?
Tie a tourniquet around the arm.
Right. How do you stop severe bleeding from the head?
Tie a tourniquet around the neck.
That would choke the patient to death.
Yeah, but it would stop him from bleeding, wouldn't it?
Suppose a girl fainted. Do you increase the circulation by rubbing her hand?
Yeah.
Shoulder?
Yeah.
Neck?
Well, as soon as she's feeling better.
Lord, get out of here before I throw you out.
Yeah. And you're the kid that can do it. So long.
Thank you, Bert Lyle, for these minutes of fun-provoking laughter. And thank you, Diane Courtney and Danny O'Neill, for your wonderful song. All of you, favor us with another visit real soon. And now this visit to Hollywood's open house comes to a close. Our music is under the direction of Ray Block. The program is produced under the direction of Ray Green. This is Jim Amici inviting you to Hollywood's open house next week at this same time.